This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Dozens of groups representing healthcare consumers and providers are urging state policymakers to solve a funding crisis in Medicaid. That's the program that covers medical costs for some people with limited income. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Coming out of COVID, more than 575,000 Coloradans lost their Medicaid health coverage over the last year. That's meant people skipping medications and treatments and delaying care, and providers under intense financial pressure. Nearly four dozen members of the Colorado Health Policy Coalition issued a statement. They want state leaders to prioritize access to health care and to protect what they call Colorado's precarious health care safety net. The state's powerful Joint Budget Committee is set to discuss Medicaid funding Wednesday. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Caring for Denver is getting a one-year extension of its contract to manage more than $40 million in tax money for mental and behavioral health care in the city. City Council approved the contract Monday night, but Council President Amanda Sandoval says the city will use that time to review whether Caring and other outside groups using taxpayer money are providing enough transparency.
By focusing on process and transparency, we aim to provide a solid framework for responsible governance and equitable outcomes for our city.
A CPR News investigation found Caring for Denver has awarded millions to some of the city's biggest, most experienced providers, as well as to small organizations with limited oversight. Taylor Swift's 21-month-long Eras Tour is ending. Altogether, the tour collected more than $2 billion in ticket sales. The singer played two shows in Denver. The Common Sense Institute says those performances in July of last year added some $140 million to Colorado's GDP, $200 million in direct consumer spending, and $38 million in ticket sales. That's equal to more than half of Red Rock's average annual ticket sale total. This is CPR News.